Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. We have a first-time guest today. It is Logan Miller. Logan, how are you doing today?
Very well, Alex. I appreciate the host and all that. Doing very well today.
Yes, I'm glad you were able to join us. It's kind of been a long time coming, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Smooth by Santana. It's what everyone's talking about nowadays. You can't go anywhere without people bringing up Smooth by Santana. What's your opinion of the song?
Well, I feel like it's been an OG song. It's been around for a while. I definitely grew up on it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I didn't quite remember the song when it was referenced, but like once I played it, just so many memories unlocked. And
definitely open.
Exactly. Very familiar.
So you support science. You support that it is the middle point of all music.
I will say, I do think it is the middle point of all. Yeah.
Because a lot of people have been kind of fighting me on that.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like you can disagree, but like, why are you so hostile about it? Like seem like, no, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm in support of the scientific movement.
Yeah.
That is.
See, I think with my like mid-level standard for all of songs, reasoning is just that, like, you know, I don't get like too hyped up about it, but like whenever you know come across it, but like at the same time, it's not like a song that I skip.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just right there in the middle for me.
For sure. Here. So do you consider yourself an avid music listener? Do you feel like you listen to music a good bit?
See, I do think I probably listen to less music than the average individual our age. But I definitely get pumped up to certain songs and definitely love the idea of music and listen to it every now and then, but just maybe a little less frequent than the average.
Do you think that may affect some of your decision making today, or you think you're still gonna be pretty fair about?
I do think that it could be I don't know, it might be less popular or less liked my own music taste. I have received some comments about my music taste and how it's not, you know, where it should be.
Some not so nice comments.
Yeah. See, I'm from St. Louis, and big thing down here is country music. I'm not a big country guy.
Interesting.
But I don't know. It's just an unpopular music taste I've heard I have. So
do you have any comments for people who are listening in just to have more ammo to go against you in your music opinions? Do you have any messages?
Maybe
for
a little
them?
Bit. Yeah. Just to keep an open mind as to like like my own music taste, because you know, what I grew up on was just not country, whereas most people down here were kind of raised into it. So
I guess we'll have to see what we got in store, because we got 8 songs for you.
Awesome.
8 songs from 8 different genres. So like we're going all over music.
Yeah.
And we're going to see which ones are better and worse than Smooth by Santana. How's that sound?
I'm looking forward to it, man.
All right, well, let's jump in. So in 2020, scientists have discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With that, my guests will listen to every song that has ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than a Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into 2 categories. Here are the rules. I'll go through 8 different songs from 8 different genres by 8 different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it is up to the guests to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana. If the song is better, the guests will say, "Man, it's a hot one." If the song is worse, the guests will say, "Forget about it." One of those options must be chosen by the guest, but the guest is able to elaborate if they please by choosing a soft or hard option. For example, they can say that is a hard, hot one if it's much better than Smooth by Santana, or a soft forget about if it's slightly worse. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at mansahotone@outlook.com. Whew. All right. Those are all the rules. Are you ready to jump into song number 1?
Let's get into it, man.
So song number 1 is reserved for a hit. We begin and end each episode with a hit, something that the people know, something that the people recognize. And this hit comes from 1972. Do you remember that year?
My dad was born in that year, actually.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Crazy year.
Yeah,
I
guess. No. I loved it.
Yeah. It was great. So it's a classic rock song from 1972, and it is Burning Love by Elvis Presley.
My brain is flying.
right. That was song number one. That was a hit. That was a 1972 classic rock track, Burning Love by Elvis Presley, written by Dennis Lidd and originally performed by Arthur Alexander. The song was released as a single by Elvis Presley. The song reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and topped the charts in Australia. The song is considered by many to be Elvis's last hit song. It is also the first ever Elvis song to be featured on the show, which is kind of crazy, right? After 500 songs, mm-hmm. only one Elvis song. So I didn't realize that until I was making the episode, so... pretty cool fact there. So, Logan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Man, it's a hot one. Man,
it's a hot one.
It's a hot one. It's a hot one for me.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Yeah, so I would start off with the like the lyrics behind the song as well. Just like love the idea of love being a part of the main lyric chorus and everything. I did love the background acoustic, like the voices in the back, just sort of providing that extra support. It was nice there. And then I will say it, like some things to take away that may not have been as exciting was just, Elvis's voice not being as, like, I didn't feel like Elvis was really like, you know, using his like typical, like lethargic like voice and mm-hmm. and all that as much as, you know, we may have seen or may have heard in his other video or other music releases. But I think overall the beat, the upbeat with it being a quick song, I could get into it. I could get into it for sure. So I'd say it's a hot one.
Very cool. Would you consider yourself a fan of Elvis Presley? Is he an mm-hmm. artist that you listen to frequently?
So I will say, I think I am a fan, but not necessarily like a fan that would go out and seek or queue up some of his songs necessarily. Okay. But when it comes on, nothing wrong with me.
Okay, so you acknowledge he's like a talented artist, absolutely. But not one that you're kind of frequently seeking out.
I'd agree with that.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what about like the classic rock genre as a whole? Is that mm-hmm. kind of, you know, as you said, your dad was born that year. Did you ever like grow up on this music that like your dad listened to mm-hmm. growing up?
Yeah. Or? Yeah, I think with more of like what my dad would play for us in the car, be more of his like 90s music, just mm-hmm. With him being in college around that age, mm-hmm. and so we definitely would hear and listen, grow up on a lot of 90s music. In terms of the rock genre, I'd say more of the popular ones that's like popular in like modern times for sure. I've listened to I don't know how many rock tracks are from the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, but I do listen to the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
That's pretty 70s.
Yeah, okay, it is. Yeah, pretty loaded with 70s music. But yeah, so I guess if that's loaded with the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, I listen to that a lot. I love the Guardians. Yep,
that is a pretty solid like soundtrack.
For sure.
Is it called like Awesome Mix or whatever?
Yeah, Awesome. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I think we're getting It is awesome. It is an awesome mix. Absolutely. Yeah. I think we're getting a third Guardians too coming out soon.
I know. Yeah, so exciting, man.
So it's with Thor, I think.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Love me some Marvel.
So we start off with a hot one. Song number one, we're good to go. Mm-hmm. One for one.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna move on to song number two. Song number two is a request by a frequent listener, Katie. Katie, thank you so much for the request. It is a 2021 indie pop track, and it is "Haunted House" by McKenna Grace.
You walk out the door, then you walk back in the second that's cold outside, and you see I've got something to give, and I'd give it to you 100 times over till you screwed me over just like the last time, saying it was the last time. I paid the price staying alone in my room after what happened in June, thinking I really loved you, and maybe I still do, but I think you're honestly something I needed to lose. No, it's not healthy, it doesn't help me, but I do it anyways. Looking at photos, reading the letters that you gave me, I could never throw them out, 'cause a ghost never leaves a haunted house. A
All right, that was song number two. That was Haunted House by McKenna Grace. It is a 2021 indie pop song, and it's a request by Katie. Thank you so much, Katie, for the request. If anyone else has a request, please send them to manitsahotone@outlook.com. McKenna Grace is a singer and actress from Grapevine, Texas. She rose to popularity at a young age, appearing in several television shows and movies, including The Young and Restless, Young Sheldon, and Captain Marvel. So that's going back to Marvel movies, I guess.
Oh, I see.
One of her most notable roles came with the Chris Evans film titled Gifted, where she was nominated for a Critics' Choice Award. She also appeared in the 2021 film Ghostbusters Afterlife, which features this song.
Huh.
So, Logan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Alex, I think it's a forget about it, honestly.
Yeah. Or else forget about it.
Yeah. We gotta forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, well, so I think I'm big on like the pace of songs as well, like whether or not I can get into it, whether or not like it's kind of tricky with the slower songs, which is what I believe it started out as, you know, more slow paced. And it's gotta be good if it's slow paced. And yeah, like I felt it was decent, but yeah, it just doesn't really do it for me on like how quick and how much like the upbeat of the song as well. I wasn't really drawn in by the slowness of it. And yeah, like the chorus for me, like where like the beat drop and everything, for a second there, like I was into it, but then yeah, it just drops off very quickly, and sort of reverts back to its slow pace. Chorus was good, but definitely not better than Smooth by Santana.
I got you. Are you more gravitated towards like faster songs tempo wise?
I think I could get into it more easily whenever it's like that. Yeah, or just a bit of more of a groove. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you notice that in your own like music
for
listening
sure.
habits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
definitely.
And for the indie pop genre, do you find yourself like a pop fan? Like, do you usually listen to a lot of popular music?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So it wasn't really the genre that was kind of holding it
back
there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, I can definitely get behind this genre. It's definitely what I listen to the most, I think. It's just hit or miss sometimes with that, though.
I gotcha. Even if this song is a forget about you, could you consider yourself maybe listening to more of her music on the side, or you think?
Oh, for sure. Enough? Yeah. I mean, like, it seemed like she had a great voice. The style of music with it being pop. I'm sure she might have some other bangers, but just not this one. Better than Smooth
Maybe by Santana.
Appreciate the help there. Yeah.
So you just mentioned you're a big Marvel fan. When you found out that she was in Captain Marvel, did that make you kind of for a second like, ooh, maybe?
No, for sure. Yeah, no. I definitely consider myself, like massive Marvel fan. I'm getting super excited about the Doctor Strange movie that's coming out. And the Spider-Man No Way Home just kind of blew my mind. No spoilers on that, but it was just...
Did you see it a couple times?
Oh, yeah. No, I saw it opening night and then the night right after that.
You got to go back.
I saw it back-to-back in theaters, yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
It was pretty
awesome. Epic. So we got to forget about it for song number two?
I think we got to forget about it, song number two.
All right. So we have a hot one and forget about it going into song number three. And song number three is also a request. We got two requests in a row. Mm. And this is a request by Matt Johnson. So thank you, Matt, for the request. He's been sending me a lot of emails with his thoughts on the show, and I appreciate it, Matt. Again, if anyone has any thoughts on the show, comments, or song requests, please send them to manitsahotone@outlook.com. And for song number three, a request by Matt Johnson, it is a 2020 Americana song, and it is Dreamsicle by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit.
Guess we're leaving town again. We're moving out, moving in. Gotta break the news to all my friends, but they won't care. They'll just find another face to fall behind, take my place, and run way past second base and just stand there. A dreamsicle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. Witches ring around the moon, better get home soon. Poison oak and poison ivy, dirty jokes that blew right by me. Mama curling up beside me, crying to herself. Why can't daddy just come home, forget whatever he did wrong? He's in a hotel all alone and we need help. Dreamsicle on a summer night in a boat.
right, that was song number three. That was Dream Single by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Thank you, Matt Johnson, who requested the song. So shout out to Matt Johnson. Jason Isbell is a singer-songwriter from Green Hill, Alabama, originally a member of the alternative country group Drive-By Truckers. He has gone to have a successful solo career, releasing 8 studio albums and winning 4 Grammy Awards. The song comes from his 7th album titled Reunions, which topped the country charts in both the United Kingdom and the United States and reached number 9 on the U.S. Billboard Top 200 chart. So, Logan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Man, it's a hot one.
It's a hot one.
It's a hot one for me.
Man, it's a hot one.
Interesting. I'm curious to see the reasoning behind
this. For sure. Okay, yeah. So I feel like on this one, I got a story. So yesterday, after the tornado warning, was yesterday, right?
Yep.
We had that storm here in Baton Rouge. And afterwards, it was so beautiful. Me and my friends went out to go watch the sunset on the top of a parking garage. And, like, the need, though, is that we we went on top of the parking garage and we're just like sitting outside in beautiful weather, but the car is on and we're jamming out to some hardcore tunes, and I feel like Dreamsicle, this song, would go very well with the vibes of a sunset, windows down kind of night.
Interesting. Yeah. You said earlier you weren't a fan of country music, so I'm kind of like, no. I mean, granted, it's not a country song, yeah, but it's pretty darn close.
No, I will say, so I think we did play some songs very similar to the one we just listened to last night, and the vibes of the windows down. But yeah, like I said, I'm not a big country guy, but I feel like this would, I don't know, I feel like Matt Johnson, if he's requesting this, I better do some justice and supporting his music tastes and all that. But yeah, I think it might be a soft, man, it's a hot one.
Soft, hot one?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like this decision is kind of made on the nostalgia of the Immaculate Vibes that you experienced yesterday?
I will say,
that if you take those vibes away, it would be a forget about it?
See, I will say, I think the fact that this song fits pretty well into like an Immaculate Vibe kind of night with windows down, sunset, just beautiful weather kind of night. Other than that, I don't think I could find myself listening to it much other than, you know, with just like friends, windows down kind of vibe.
So my next question was, do you plan on listening to any more Jason Isbell after this?
Well,
or?
From what I hear, it's top of the charts at some point.
Yeah, and 4 Grammy Awards.
And it doesn't win 4 Grammy Awards. I can't speak. 4 Grammy Awards for no reason.
That's fair.
And so I think I might as well check it out a little more for sure.
All right, so we got a hot one?
Yeah.
All right, so we got 2 hot ones and forget about it. Moving into song number 4. We're getting close to the halfway point of the episode. And song number 4 is a 2021 blues track. So I don't know if you listen to a lot of blues
tracks. I mean, I played in the jazz band in high school.
Oh, so you may find appreciation for this song. So
for sure.
It is a 2021 blues track. It is Somewhere by Tommy Castro. That was song number 4. That was a 2021 blues track. That was Somewhere by Tommy Castro. Tommy Castro is a singer and guitarist from San Jose, California. Castro began playing guitar at 10 years old and has gone to record 15 albums. Castro has found notable success, including winning several blues music awards, including Best Male Blues Artist of the Year, and even playing in the house band for the NBC show Comedy Showcase. So... He's done a bit.
He's got some accreditation behind his
name. Yeah, so shout out Tommy Castro.
Yeah, Tommy Castro, we gotta love him.
So, Logan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Alex, I think it's a forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Forget about it.
I think it's a forget about it, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think, yeah, like I said, pop is definitely the genre that I listen to the most. Blues and pop are not that similar. I couldn't really get into the song, to like it, to get into it emotionally. And, I just couldn't really vibe with it. And I think, I've got mad respect for the instrumentals, for, his guitar skills, his ability to, go up and down his voice and just, perform well. But it's not an easy thing to do, but I think it is a forgot about it. Just with my own taste, and I just never would listen to it, on my own.
Mm.
And I think I might even request for it to be skipped if someone else played it, honestly.
Oh, so
if it's playing in the car, right?
So it's a pretty solid forget about.
Yeah. I think if it came up on the radio, I'd pretty quickly change channels. I just would not see myself get into it. Yeah.
Interesting. So you're kind of talking about you did the instrumentals at least. But what can you pinpoint is the biggest factor in the song that just kind of draws you away from it?
Okay. Yeah. With this one specifically.
Yes. With the song.
I think like I said, not big on country, and I couldn't really see this being one that I listened to in the car with the windows down. Mm-hmm. I think
that's
just
a big factor you kind of take into account.
I think
account.
So. Yeah. Because I would say that is when I listen to music the most. It's just when windows down in the car driving, wind in the hair, and so that's when I'm on music, in music mode the most, but I think that's when I expand my, acceptability on on which songs I listen to in the car. But, I just don't think that this one would be on the list. But I think to pinpoint, the raspiness, the country.
A little too gritty, blues. More polished.
Yes,
sound.
Yeah, more polished for sure.
Interesting. Yeah. Are you the type of guy to kind of feel like an objective view, no, blues is bad? Are you kind of I get why people like it, it's just not for
okay.
me. Where are you kind
I think,
of on that?
Yeah, I think I could understand where people are coming from with, an enjoyment of this music. I think there's definitely an audience for it, and a respect for that audience taste in this music, but not really much into it for sure at all.
I gotcha. So you don't plan to listen to any more Tommy Castro moving forward?
No more Tommy Castro for me, Alex. No
all
more.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got a forget about it. So two hot ones and two forget about it. So we're it sounds like we're at the 50% mark of all music.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy how that works.
Which is
right?
crazy because Smooth by Santana is the middle point of all music.
It's almost as if our science experiment is showing expected results.
Exactly.
So our hypothesis is being proven right now.
Exactly.
Moving on to song number 5, we're past the halfway point. This song is from 2012, which is a good year. I liked the 2012-2013
years.
Oh, absolutely. Years. A good time.
Yeah.
And this is a pop rock song, and this is We Are the Ones by King the Kid. That is song number 5. That was a 2012 pop rock track, We Are the Ones by King the Kid. King the Kid was a pop rock group from Los Angeles, California. The song comes from the group's only studio album release titled Start Something. The group was formed by former members of the rock group Wellington, including Ricky Ficarelli, who gained a large following on YouTube for his drum covers. The group has since disbanded, with the lead singer forming a new project titled Future Sunsets. So, Logan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Man, I think it's a hot one.
Man, it's a hot one.
A hot one, okay.
A soft one at that, though.
Okay, a soft hot one.
Yes, yes, sir. I think this song is a little bit more close to the kind of genre, the kind of music that I listen to on a daily basis. I would give it props, though, too. I think it's definitely a kind of music that I would also, you know, get along with in a concert, like that I could see myself getting into a concert, or yeah, just like listening to it and singing along with it. But Alex, I must mention, I don't know how many guests of yours have been to a concert, but I myself have not been to a single concert before in my life. It's kind of crazy.
Like we're talking like a ticket
music concert. Yeah.
So like not even like an orchestra.
Okay. You got me on that. But
more,
I guess
like more an arena like, show.
Like more like that. An arena show.
Okay.
More of what like I think people our age would most typically.
When you say concert, that's what you think of.
Okay. Yes, that's where my head's at on
interesting.
That.
Interesting. So nothing at like the Varsity. Nothing like.
No sir.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh,
yeah.
Is that a conscious decision or is that?
I think more of like the opportunity hasn't really come along. Like many of my friends growing up in high school haven't really, you know, like we wouldn't really necessarily go out to concerts or purchase tickets for anybody specific, but and then same trend in college haven't really had too many close friends that have like been into going to concerts, but so nothing that I have been to, and then many like there just haven't really been any opportunities to ones that I would go see. To like be in town on the right days.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah.
So, do you feel like that may hurt your opinions for these?
It might. Yeah. Like, I think that might discredit some of my my own opinions. But yeah, no, I just haven't been to one, and whether that be discrediting or not, but I just haven't.
Yeah. Would this be a group you would go see in concert? You think
this could be like like I said, I think I could see myself with this kind of music getting into it, singing along if I knew the words, and
that would help, right?
Yeah, no, so concert I could see it being a concert kind of vibe, windows down, but yeah, but a soft man, it's a hot one at that.
Okay, sure. But this is the genre that you usually listen to on your own time, or like pop rock style
for
stuff.
Sure.
Do you have any acts that you could maybe provide some examples of that like are some of the more frequent artists you listen to in this genre?
Yeah, I think like, so I don't know if Surfaces is necessarily pop or what kind of genre they fall into.
Yeah, they're definitely pop.
Definitely pop though, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Surfaces, I like me some Rex Orange County as well.
Okay, so a lot of bedroom pop style.
Yeah,
stuff.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
Some indie pop.
Yeah, okay. That is what it, I don't really know how to put my finger.
Nah, you're good. I'm just, I'm a genre nerd.
Yeah,
so.
no, exactly. No, dude, I love that because it helps me out. Yeah, for sure.
Nah, so we got a hot one for King of the Kid.
For sure.
Okay, are you planning on listening to any more King of the Kid? They only have one album.
Oh,
so
really?
It'll probably only take you 30 minutes.
Like they came from a band and then they made another one right after that.
Yeah, so the band disbanded. They made a new band. That disbanded. Now it's only the singer left. I haven't listened to his new stuff. It's called Future Sunsets. So
okay, yeah.
I'm just the messenger here.
No, yeah. I get that a lot, yeah.
So we got a hot one. Very cool.
For sure.
So we're moving on to song number six. Song number six is a genre I don't really focus too much on the show, but it's a lo-fi hip-hop song.
Lo-fi hip-hop.
Yeah, so it's a little interesting genre. I think I've used one song from the genre before, so we're kind of getting back into it. This one comes from 2017, and it's Tired by Limbo.
Time fly, feeling like I'm gonna cry, but I think that I
right, that was song number six. That was Tired by Limbo, a 2017 lo-fi hip-hop song. Limbo is a lo-fi producer and singer based in San Francisco, California. She currently has 9 studio albums, including her newest album, Six Strings and Vocal Cords, which released in 2021. One interesting fact about Limbo is that her identity is kept a secret. Very few know her actual name, and she keeps her face hidden behind a cat mask, which has become her trademark look. So if you look up like Limbo musician,
yeah,
you're only gonna see pictures of this woman in a cat mask.
That's really funny.
So
is that similar to like a marshmallow
kind of does that?
Takes his stuff off though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think more probably like Daft Punk. Doesn't Daft Punk like kinda...
Okay? No, I'm not familiar, but yeah.
Daft Punk's is like French music duo, and they like for the longest time no one knew what they looked like because they wore these like robot masks.
That's
and
really
all
funny.
That. So,
yeah.
Kind of like that along those lines.
Yeah.
So, Logan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think, it's a hot one for me.
Man, it's a hot one.
A hot one, okay.
Yeah. I think with this one...
Were you expecting that, though? When I said lo-fi hip-hop, were you like, what the heck am I about to get into?
I didn't really know quite what to expect. I will say, I think this take saying that, man, it's a hot one, better than Smooth by Santana, I think this one comes from a place of just pure silliness. I think the fact that... in the lyrics, twice, I guess in the chorus, it says like, you're tired, I think you're tired, like we're tired. I have a quick story for this one, right?
Go for it.
The song Live by, Niall Horan or something like that.
The guy from One Direction or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. I think the song Live, like it says like, why are you lying and stuff like to me or whatever. And I think like, using this song like as a funny joke or whatever, if someone was tired or they're like, you know, like in a like a poor mood, I think I'd be like
bringing up those lyrics.
Yeah. I just skip to the chorus, play that song, and I'd be like holding up to them and just be like, hey, I think you're tired. We're tired. I think I could use that as like a joke. So I think I could use this and like come in handy sometime. And I'm happy I was introduced
to it.
It's
a utility song.
Yeah. More of a utility song at that. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So that's the story. I think that's why I'd put it above Smoother by Santana or Smooth by Santana. Yeah.
So outside of its practicality with your humorous situation.
Sure.
Limbo, do you think that's an artist you can see yourself listening more to? I mean, we do have 9 studio albums. Would you consider listening to any more
this
artist?
I think, like, in terms of, its use, I think I could see it being more like a study song. Mm. Like, just, like, kind of having it in the background, lo-fi vibes, hip-hop. And
it's actually a very popular genre to listen to.
Is it?
To.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
You nailed it on the head. That's what
actually,
a lot of people listen
okay.
to.
Yeah, so I think, I think I could to answer your question.
Very cool. So, lo-fi hip-hop gets a hot one here.
It's a hot one.
All right. So, I think the last one, got to forget about it. So, we're at 50% with lo-fi hip-hop
okay.
at the moment. So,
yeah.
I guess that's pretty solid.
Okay.
That's pretty
yeah.
solid.
No, I get that.
All right. It's time to go on to song number 7. And wait, do you hear that?
Oh.
Did you hear that?
I might.
It sounds like the Weezer alarm.
Oh, a Weezer alarm.
The Weezer alarm.
What might be the Weezer alarm?
Do you know what the Weezer alarm is?
I'm not familiar, no.
So the Weezer alarm is the alarm that plays every time a Weezer song is about to be played.
A Weezer song?
Yes. Are you familiar with Weezer?
No, I have no idea what Weezer is. What?
Well,
educate me.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll do my best. So,
okay.
Weezer is an alternative band, and they're the most played artist on the show.
Actually,
they've been played probably close to 10 times by now.
No.
So, whenever there's a Weezer song that's about to be played, the Weezer alarm goes off.
Mm.
It's kind of a big deal.
Wow. So the fact that it's featured in this specific episode,
it's kind of a big
deal. I'm pretty pumped, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're playing the Weezer alarm right now.
We are.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah. So, as I said, the Weezer alarm is played every time we play a Weezer song, and Weezer is the most played artist on the show, and their lead is only just getting bigger, you know?
Yeah.
So, this Weezer song comes from their newest EP release that just came out this week, actually.
So, they're
still kicking.
Dropping bombs, yeah.
Oh, dude, they've released so many albums.
Wow.
I think we're close to probably, like... We're probably getting close to like 20 total like EP and album releases. So there's just a lot of Weezer.
Oh my gosh.
And this Weezer comes from their most recent EP release. It's from 2022. It's an alternative rock song, and it is A Little Bit of Love by Weezer.
A A little bit of love goes a pretty long way. Take a look at where you started from and where you are today. You climb mountains, swim oceans, you got knocked down and kept going. In the end, you know you got to say a little bit of love goes a pretty long way.
That was song number 7, and I forgot to say song number 7 is reserved for like a lot of different themes. And this week's theme is we're going back to kind of a new song by an already popular artist. And as you can tell by the Weezer alarm, it was a Weezer song, the most played artist on the show. And their lead is continuing to grow with their 2022 release, A Little Bit of Love by Weezer. The song comes from Weezer's newest EP release titled Seasons Spring, which is their 7th EP release. This is the first EP in their 4 EP project titled Seasons, where they're going to release a new EP at the beginning of each season. So I guess summer is coming up next.
I see.
Pretty interesting. The group played the track on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and the rest of the EP was released shortly after. So Logan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Alex, I think it's a hot one.
Man, it's a hot one.
I hate to make it a trend, just with the past couple songs being hot ones as well. But I think Weezer deserves some love on this one. A little bit of love, yeah. Like I said, the first song with Elvis Presley, Burning Love. Like I mentioned, love is a great thing, and it's great to sing about it, and for people to know what it is and its power and impact on so many lives. It's a great gift.
Interesting.
So a little bit of love goes a long way. I think that lyric, that little phrase really stuck with me. I think the lyrics kind of pushed it over the edge and added a lot of value to the song. And I mean, yeah, I think it's a great vibe. It's just kind of like laid back. I could see myself just listen to a little bit more and, you know, maybe learn some of the lyrics. In addition to that, a little bit of love goes a long way. And just kind of listening to it whenever
you need a little bit of love.
Yeah, whenever you need a little bit of love. That's right.
I gotcha. So you're giving a lot of praise to the lyrics. From the instrumental standpoint, mm-hmm. were you a fan of kind of the acoustic style that kind of had a little bit more of like the alternative rock that came later in the song, as well as maybe a little bit of like classical elements? Were you kind of a fan of that, or were you more thinking that the lyrics were kind of what carried the song into Hot One territory?
Yeah, I think. I played in the band, in the jazz band growing up. I think I do have a sense of appreciation for just like instrumentals and the kind of depth that can be poured into music through the acoustic, the layers to it musically, outside of the lyrics. I think that addition of it, you mentioned that it was kind of like alternative and then classic, is that right?
Bit of classical.
I think for sure there's some appreciation and likeness for it, for sure.
Very cool. And did that sound like a song that you would think would be played in the spring, you know, considering it's season spring? Do you think it kind of fits the title of the EP well?
I think so honestly, just spring. It's hard to describe just like how like the connection to it, but it's more of like a feeling. It's hard to describe that feeling, but I think like when I think of like images, I think I could imagine this being like a sunny, crisp spring morning, just a little bit of love, like starting your day with that. And I think I could see it being a spring season song for sure.
Very cool. And now that you know who Weezer is, do you plan to listen to any more Weezer?
I think so. Yeah. Like, like, uh, Yeah, in between songs, you introduced me to, I think it's hard for me to remember which artist put out which songs, and, I've definitely heard of some of their songs in the past, and, yeah, I think I definitely check them out, for sure, a little bit more.
Very cool, very cool. All
right, well, that song, we only have one more song left of the episode. Can you believe that?
I can't. It's been fun.
It's been a good time.
Yeah.
So we begin it in each episode with a hit. We started off with a hit, Burning Love by Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. And we're going to end with a hit from 1968. It's an R&B hit, and it's by Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
So it is Think by Aretha Franklin. That was the eighth and final song of the episode. That was a 1968 R&B hit, Think, by Aretha Franklin. The song comes from Franklin's 14th studio album titled Aretha Now. The song reached number one on the Billboard R&B charts and number seven on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The song became known as one of Franklin's most notable hits and was ranked by Pitchfork magazine as the 15th greatest song of the 1960s. Also, today, March 25th, when this episode released, is Aretha Franklin's birthday.
No way.
So happy birthday, Aretha Franklin. And I'm thank you birthday. For some great music.
Exactly.
So, Logan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Mm. Man, it's a hot one for me.
Man, it's a hot one.
We got a hot one. Anything's off on a hot one. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So I think with Think by Aretha Franklin, so just a little context for this approach to... Man, it's a hot one. I did take an American popular music class here at LSU. I did enjoy that class a lot. I think one of the songs we covered might have been, I don't know, like I think we've covered songs at least very similar to Think by Aretha Franklin. And I think with it being so popular, I have definitely encountered the song before. And great appreciation for what Aretha Franklin has done. And again, happy birthday to Aretha Franklin. We thank you very much for sharing your gifts musically with us. But I have an appreciation for vocals. I definitely loved that part of the song. Just like the pure talent that comes within her voice and like the power behind it. I think that I can get behind. And definitely like increase the value of the song for me. I think I lost my voice a little bit last night.
You're good.
I've been voice cracking a lot on this podcast, but
you still came and you still got the job.
Still
done.
Came, yeah. Still pushed through for sure. Yeah, I appreciate it. But
very cool.
I think it's a hot one for me.
Pretty just solid hot one.
Yeah, just solid hot one. I mean, like I could get into it. I could jam to it. Think by Aretha Franklin, power behind her voice and. Yeah, happy birthday, Aretha Franklin.
Absolutely. So
we're done.
Yeah, all eight songs. Wow. How do you feel about your answers? Are you pretty proud of them? You think they're gonna hold strong? You don't think you're gonna turn back and be like, I should have had a different opinion there? You think you're pretty happy with it?
I think I lean towards more positive feedback on these songs. I think what, like 6-2 maybe, or 5-3 at least.
Yeah,
something more, like that. More towards Man, It's a Hot One. So I think being more generous with the midpoint of all music, putting these songs ahead of that was pretty cool. I think I'm pretty grateful. Or no, like I think I'm pretty proud of just that.
You're satisfied?
Yeah, pretty satisfied with that, with the feedback that we've given so far today.
Very cool, very cool. So I have three questions for you. I ask the same three questions to every guest who are on the show.
Okay, sweet.
And question number one is, what type of music are you currently listening to? What is on the rotation?
Yeah, I think most recently I've been on One Republic and Joshua Bassett, actually. Two very different artists, I think. But Joshua Bassett, yeah, he deserves some respect on his name with his album and songs that he's come out with. You know, I listen to both Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett, you know, more of like guilty pleasure songs, I think. With
you like Olivia Rodrigo's new album?
I think so. Yeah.
Sour?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. No, play that on repeat for sure. I think, yeah, Favorite Crime does it for me. Love that song all the time. But yeah, Joshua Bassett, love that. Love those songs that he's come out with. And One Republic, I Lived. I've been playing that a lot recently. So yeah, no, just love those two artists, and I've been playing that a lot recently for sure.
Very cool. Any song or artist recommendations you have for the people listening at home? Something that they may not be familiar with that you kind of want to introduce them to?
Yeah, I really like this one artist, Forrest. He is the artist of that. I think one of the artists that is one of the two in the band Surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think he's got some good songs. I think people are more familiar with Surfaces, and just to know that there is Forrest, he has his own individual songs as well, and I think they're pretty good. Pretty similar to Surfaces, but yeah, no, I'd give him a shout out when it comes to music artists to check out. Okay. Forrest, yeah.
Very cool. And anyone who you give a shout out to outside of music?
Yeah, I think outside of music, the first name that comes to mind is Father Josh. Believe it or not.
Good
Father
man.
Good man, right? So just got back on a mission trip with him, and we're talking about some of the trends that we've set here at CTK, and one of those is big ups. We've been doing big ups, double pump with the fist to the chest and pointing up to the sky. And Father Josh, actually yesterday in Daily Mass, Yeah, yesterday.
He did a big ups.
He did a divine ups, in fact. A
no
divine
kidding.
Ups. No, yeah, no kidding. In his announcements at the end of Mass. So that was a shout out, like indirect shout out, I think, to...
So you're giving the favor back.
Yes, yeah. Just so returning the favor on that. But yeah, so appreciate that, Father Josh. It brought me to tears of joy. And a lot of laughs around the congregation last night at CTK Daily Mass, so... Yeah, a lot of laughter, a lot of fun that came out of that. So,
very
thank
cool.
you, Father Josh.
Absolutely. Any final comments, or you got everything out you need to say?
So this podcast full name. What it's
is it better than
is it better than Smooth by Santana? I think I liked a huge ups that. With you, Alex, if you'd be down. Huge ups.
How do I do it?
So double pump to
double
the,
pump
chest,
to the
right?
chest.
Point to the sky.
Yeah,
and then we dab each other up.
Okay.
And then we go, yeah. And then huge ups to, yeah.
Huge ups.
Well, so it's big ups, huge ups, divine ups.
So we're pretty high up there.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, just huge ups. I appreciate the invitation to be on here with you today.
You heard it here first, folks. We officially got the big ups classification.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you for the huge ups.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Logan, for joining, and thank you all for listening. And thank you, Andrew Ferguson, for making the theme song. Great guy, right?
Oh, absolutely. Gotta love him, man.
So go check out his stuff. He's in a group called The Late Nights. They have an EP out called Sorry We're Late. You can find it on Spotify. He has a solo song called Constellation. You can find it anywhere by just looking up Andrew Ferguson, wherever you get your music. And he has a new project called The Dwell that's coming out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they released anything just yet.
Okay.
But when they do, go check it out.
We'll be all over that.
You can go follow him on Instagram, the Dwell. That's the word the, and then D-W-E-L-L. So super cool there. If you have a song request or any comments, please send them my way to manitsahotone@outlook.com. We had two song requests that were played today. Yours could be next.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty big accomplishment to have your song request on the show, right?
I think so. I'd say so, yeah.
I say so as well. Make sure you put your hot ones and forget about in the comments as well. And tell me how you think Logan did.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Positive or negative feedback, yeah. I mean, the voice cracks probably would be in the negative feedback.
So you can
feedback,
prepare yourself for the next episode, right?
For sure.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. I hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our journey to the wonderful world of music as to answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? Logan, thank you. And I would like to end this episode like I like to end every episode by reading my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video on YouTube.
Oh.
So this one comes from a username, Sky the Bun is Mad. That's his username.
Gotta love YouTube usernames.
Yeah, YouTube usernames are great. And Sky the Bun is Mad has to say, I always thought this was a song that played after the first SpongeBob movie ended, but it was Ocean Man, not this one. Still a good song.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
I don't know how you confuse the two songs, but like I love how he took to YouTube to tell the world. Like, guys, I know I once thought this was a song that ended the SpongeBob movie, but I admit my fault.
Wow.
And I've grown from it.
Wow, that's so funny.
It's you can see some growth, some personal growth.
I'd love to see it.
So thank you, Logan, once again. And thank you all for listening. And don't forget, give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. I'm Alex. This was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana. And I'll see you all next time.